Welcome to our Johnson Brock Coaches Show, our weekly visit with head coach Brett Davis as the Eagles get set to wrap up the high school football season this week on Thursday night. Last week, Johnson Brock took on the squad from Deschler. Coach, it's no secret your numbers weren't great this year when you started the season. We talked about that a little bit. And the last couple, 3 weeks, those numbers have dwindled because of injuries and things. And last week, I think that probably caught up with you the most it has all year, losing to Deschler in that game last week.
Yeah, it really did. You know, like you said, we knew going in that depth was going to be a huge concern for us. And one of the, you know, keys to being successful is keeping everybody healthy, you know. And it's, you know, it's tough to do. You know, football, it's, you know, it's a collision sport. You know, injuries are a part of the game, you know. So, you know, we've been fortunate the past 2 years, you know, and it's just kind of, this has been kind of a year where it's kind of caught up to us, I guess, a little bit. And yeah, it was, we had some, you know, the last couple weeks, you know, with kids playing out of position, you know, we've been doing our best, you know, and they've been hanging in there trying to do things. But, you know, we just got some players that are physically limited a little bit, you know, and then trying to learn a new position, you know, quickly, or a position they haven't played that much. It was, you know, it was pretty tough for him, you know, and it showed on Friday.
I don't know. We think back to a year or so ago when you guys had to make that tough decision whether to stay an 8-man and not be eligible for playoffs or go to 11-man, and you'd had a pretty good squad last year. You guys, kids would have done well, obviously, with the numbers you had and the talent you had. I'm guessing this year, here at the end of the season, you might have had to forfeit some games if you went to 11-man football. You think that's a possibility? Yeah.
I think that's a definite possibility. You know, we'll go into the game this week, you know, with probably 11 kids, you know, and that's, you know, we've kind of got some flu issues that are starting to work their way through the team right now, you know, so that's, you know, that's, you know, we're going to have 10 kids at some of our practices, you know, this week getting ready. So, you know, that was one of the key things, you know, in making that decision, you know, looking that we knew our numbers were going to be considerably down, you know, and you take a few injuries and you know, ineligibility issues and so forth, you know, and then you're on the verge of forfeiting games. So, you know, even playing 8-man, you know, we're right on the brink this year of, you know, being to that point of talking forfeit. So, yeah, it was, you know, it was one of those things that we knew would be a possibility.
What, just for the folks that don't know, we got to get to the second segment here. What's the numbers looking like for the near future for Johnson Brock with football?
You know, the numbers next year, again, will be down just because a lot of it is, you know, we've got small junior high numbers. We had small junior high numbers last year and this year. And, you know, and then once you start getting into, you know, a year or two down the road, you know, our numbers, you know, they come back up. You know, we've got good numbers. We've got good numbers right now in our upper elementary football program. Our junior high numbers right now are pretty stable. So, you know, this year we knew the numbers would be down, and then again next year they'll be down somewhat because of small class sizes. But, you know, after that they start improving.
We'll come back this morning, Coach Davis, after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Johnson Brock Eagle Coaches Show, our final visit for the season with head coach Brett Davis. We don't do that very often, Coach. Johnson Brock is always in the playoffs, it seems like, and one of the teams that carries us deep into the playoffs the last few years, other than last year when the kids went undefeated and couldn't go. Just an unusual year. I know you don't like it, but sometimes the season just goes that way.
Yeah, it does. You know, and like you said, it's we've had some conversations, you know, deep into November, you know, the past few years, you know, so you guys have covered a lot of football for us. So it's, you know, last year we knew when that day was going to be just based on the ineligibility issue, you know, and then again this year. So, you know, yeah, it's always tough when, you know, it's coming to an end. Hopefully it'll give our kids, you know, a little bit of opportunity to heal up a little bit and recover before basketball season. But, you know, it's a great time of year, and, you know, it's one of the reasons why I love fall is getting out after school and practicing with the guys.
The Freeman Falcons are the opponents this week, and to me, what Freeman has been doing has been a surprise. They're up to 5-2 on the year. They're 3-1 in the district. But you've been telling me the last several weeks how what an improving football team this is. So you're not only down on numbers, you're catching a hot and improving football team to finish out the season.
Yeah, we are. You know, they were kind of like us a year ago. They really had some key players that were injured and missed the better part of their season. Coming into the season, I knew if they could get those guys healthy, they would have pretty good numbers on the team. They've got some good younger players, and you know, here a few weeks ago they beat a good friend team, and I think ever since then, boy, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. Offensively, they've really got some weapons on their team, both in the backfield and some kids they can throw to. Their quarterback play has been improving, so yeah, I mean, they're playing about their best football right now.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. We appreciate the time you take all year with us. And next year, maybe we can get the Johnson-Brock Eagles back into those November conversations.
We appreciate it, John. Thanks.
That's our Johnson-Brock Coaches Show. It is brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Cook, Carson National Bank in Auburn, by Brinkman Brothers in Tecumseh, and by Johnson County Memorial Hospital in Tecumseh.